On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
Latest news for Kent now at 1 o'clock with Josh Coop.
A woman's been killed after the car she was in left the road and hit a telegraph pole in Gravesend. The 20-year-old passenger was pronounced dead at the scene after it happened along Henhurst Road at around 10:30 last night. A 26-year-old man from the town's been treated for minor injuries. He's now been arrested. Other news, the Conservatives have been fined £70,000 over the way they funded some of their election campaigns. And investigations found more than £250,000 of spending wasn't declared during 2014 and 2015. Joe's been taking a look at this for us.
Well, according to the Electoral Commission, there have been significant failures in the way the party reported its spending. It's been looking at several campaigns, including the Rochester and Stroud by-election and the vote in South Thanet. Our political editor, Paul Francis, says it doesn't look good for the Conservatives.
The Conservatives, for their part, have accepted the fine and say they will pay it, but it does ramp up the pressure on the party concerning outstanding allegations like the ones being made against the party in South Thanet.
Well, teams also looked into the election battle bus, which was used to bring activists to some of the key seats here in Kent. It's thought more than £100,000 in funding wasn't properly registered. Claire Bassett helped with the investigation and, despite handing out a record fine, says the punishment isn't enough.
One of the areas we'd really like to see an improvement is in the size of the fines that we're able to issue. At the moment, that's limited to just £20,000 for each offence, and we don't think that that is sufficiently high. In some ways, it can be seen by parties as just a cost of doing business.
Well, meantime, several police forces across the UK, including Kent, are looking into claims of overspending. Yesterday, 12 of them passed files about the scandal to prosecutors.
Sticking with politics, and in the past couple of minutes, the Prime Minister has said now isn't the time for a second referendum on Scottish independence. SNP leader and First Minister Nicola Sturgeon called for another vote before Britain leaves the EU. Earlier today, the Queen signed the legislation that will allow Theresa May to trigger Article 50 and tell Brussels that we want to go. Four people are being treated by paramedics after a crash involving three cars, which has closed the road on the Isle of Sheppey. Emergency crews were called to the Broadway in Minster at just before 11 this morning. A man and woman had to be cut free by firefighters. It's thought Kent's biggest hospital could be about to be brought out of special measures. It's been 4 years since concerns were first raised about Medway Maritime in Gillingham. Since then, a new management team has been brought in to turn things around. The town's MP, Raymond Chisty, has been praising them in the Commons today.
The staff, the leadership, in partnership with the government, have worked tirelessly to improve standards. Will the Leader of the House join me in paying tribute to the excellent staff who have won awards for their work, including excellence in maternity care?
The latest report from the Care Quality Commission is due out tomorrow. An Ashford man who attacked and robbed two vulnerable people has been jailed for 5 years. Peter Wilmot assaulted the man and woman at their home on two separate occasions last October and November. The 33-year-old from Speldhurst Close took a mobile phone and made the victims withdraw £300 in cash. And on the day he's announced he'll be performing in Kent this summer, Craig David's been telling KMFM he can't wait to get back in front of his fans.
I feel more enthusiastic, more youthful and excited about music than I did before, because now I have a reference point of what that music can do. I didn't know as a 16-year-old kid when I was writing that first album where it would take me, the journeys, the countries I go to.
The KMFM biggest concert artist will headline the Castle Concerts in Rochester in July. You'll be able to get tickets for those later this month.
KMFM Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops. Sale now on.
Football, and Leicester City will be the only British team in tomorrow's Champions League quarter-final draw after Manchester City crashed out last night. City went into their second leg in Monaco 5-3 up, but were beaten 3-1 on the night, so lost on away goals. Elsewhere this lunchtime, and Dartford sprinter Adam Jamili has been named in Great Britain's 4x100m athletic squad for next month's IAAF World Relays in the Bahamas. Finishing in the top eight will earn him automatic entry for the London 2017 World Championships. And Jessica Ennis Hill has revealed she's expecting another baby. The athletes posted a photo of her son online holding a book called I'm Going to Be a Big Brother.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMF. FM weather.
So more sunshine this afternoon. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but we've not really got much to complain about. Highs of 12 in Rochester and Margate.
Weather.
With Home Plus. For quality oak furniture. Everyone shops at Home Plus.